This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly endorses all five replacement bills with majority votes. Government to recommend prorogation of both the houses of the federal parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses both the houses of the federal parliament separately, vows legal action against all responsible for violent demonstrations held by pro-monarchist at Tinkuni on Friday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli embarking on an official visit to Thailand today, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April. And Myanmar declares week of mourning as quake toll passes 2,000. Now, the news in detail. The upper house of the Federal Parliament National Assembly has endorsed all five replacement bills with a majority of votes. A session of the National Assembly yesterday passed the bills as announced by National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal. The bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery 2081, the bill to amend some Nepal acts relating to cooperatives 2081, and the economic procedure and fiscal responsibility First Amendment Bill 2081 were passed following the clause-wise deliberations on them. Similarly, Bill on Privatization, First Amendment Bill 2081, and the Bill to Amend some Nepal Acts relating to improving the economic and business environment and promoting the investment 2081 were passed by the National Assembly. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Pawdil has certified five bills that were passed by both the houses of the Federal Parliament and submitted for certification. According to a press statement issued by spokesperson of the Office of the President, Shailaja Regmi Bhattarai, President Pawdil certified the bills submitted for certification in accordance with Article 113, Sub-Article 2 of the Constitution. In the meantime, the House of Representatives has unanimously passed the First Amendment Bill related to the Constitutional Council, Duties, Functions, Rights and Work Procedure. Meanwhile, the government has decided to recommend that the President prorogue the current session of the Federal Parliaments, the House of Representatives and National Assembly effective from midnight today. Spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung informed that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday evening decided on this regard. The current session of the Parliament began on January 31st. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli pledged to take stringent action against everyone guilty in the Tinkuni incident. Addressing yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister was of the view that the protest rally held at Tinkuni, Kathmandu on Friday in support of the former king was against the constitution. Prime Minister Oli stated that the former king was also responsible for the Tinkuni incident and expressed his determination that action would be taken against all those involved in the incident. According to the Prime Minister, though the government was serious about the Tinkuni incident, it had not imagined such a violent incident as one of the parties in the parliament was participating in the protest rally. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli said the protest by opposition parties over the government's decision to discontinue Kulman Ghising as the managing director of Nepal Electricity Authority has obstructed the parliament's major business. Addressing the House of Representatives and the National Assembly meeting separately yesterday, the Prime Minister said the parliament's hours should be spent on enacting laws instead of obstructing them over the status of an employee. Prime Minister said that the line minister holds the right to continue or discontinue the employee based on merits and demerits. Furthermore, Speaker Devaraj Ghimide informed the Parliament about the arrest of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party's lawmaker Dhaval Shamsher Rana on the charge of committing an offence against the state. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has briefed the Parliament about his impending official visit to Thailand and his participation in the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation BIMSTEC Summit. Addressing a meeting of the House of Representatives, the Prime Minister said that Nepal's Prime Minister is making an official visit to Thailand for the first time after 65 years of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Oli is leaving for Thailand today on an official visit at the cordial invitation of the Thai Prime Minister. During the visit, the Prime Minister is scheduled to hold official talks with his Thai counterpart and discuss various areas of bilateral relations between Nepal and Thailand. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address the BIMSTEC summit on April 4th. The Nepali delegation led by Prime Minister Oli includes Foreign Minister Dr. Arju Rana Deuba, Chief Advisor to the Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Rimal, Economic and Development Advisor Dr. Yuvraj Khatioda, Chief Secretary Ek Narayan Arial, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai, among others. The Prime Minister is scheduled to return home on April 5th. Furthermore, the government has decided to provide $100,000 as financial support to the Asian Institute of Technology, AIT Thailand. Spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung, informed that the meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday evening decided to provide the grant to AIT, given its financial crisis and Nepal being its founding member. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, during his visit to Thailand, is scheduled to address a program at AIT. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has revised the price of petroleum products. The NOC board meeting held yesterday decided to reduce the price of diesel and kerosene by 2 rupees per litre and aviation fuel by rupees 7 per litre as well as international aviation fuel by $51. However, the price of petrol and cooking gas has remained unchanged. Furthermore, the NOC clarified that the price has been adjusted as per the new price list it received yesterday from the Indian Oil Corporation. Today is April Fool's Day. Every year, the 1st of April is celebrated as April Fool's Day across the globe. It is usually observed by playing some practical jokes on friends or people at a comfortable degree of friendship. And the day is a way to rejuvenate the mind from the hectic schedules of life. Public Service Broadcasting Radio Nepal organized a modern song competition on the occasion of its 75th anniversary. The competition featured 20 modern songs by selected artists celebrating Nepal's musical talent as part of the Diamond Jubilee festivities. All the winners will be felicitated tomorrow on the occasion of the Diamond Jubilee celebration's main ceremony of Radio Nepal. On the occasion, yesterday, Chief Guest Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithivi Subbagurung, emphasized Radio Nepal's role in promoting national unity through its broadcast. In his address, Minister for Communication, Prithivi Subbagurung, urged Radio Nepal to prioritize information dissemination and that strengthens national unity. Executive Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, highlighted efforts to transform Radio Nepal into a citizen-centric platform that focuses on national unity, disaster response and prosperity. Similarly, Secretary at the Ministry of Communication, Radhika Arial, paid tribute to contributors across Radio Nepal's elaborate history, while Postal Service Director General Manmaya Bhattarai Pangani expressed pride in issuing a postal stamp featuring Radio Nepal's logo. Now on to some international news update. Myanmar declared a week-long national mourning on Monday for the country's devastating earthquake as the death toll passed 2,000 and hopes faded of finding more survivors in the rubble of ruined buildings. The announcement came as the tempo and urgency of rescue efforts were worn down in Mandalay, one of the world's affected cities and the country's second largest with more than 1.7 million inhabitants. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said that the Myanmar earthquake was of a top-level emergency as it urgently sought $8 million to save lives and prevent disease outbreaks over the next 30 days. WHO said the high numbers of casualties and trauma injuries were at high risk of infection due to limited surgical capacity in the country, while the underlying conditions in Myanmar meant the quake was likely to intensify the risk of disease. Besides emergency interventions, the WHO said that the continuity of essential services such as immunization and maternal and child health was also critical over the coming 30 days. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. National Assembly endorses all five replacement bills with majority votes. Government to recommend prorogation of both the houses of the Federal Parliament. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses both the houses of the Federal Parliament separately, vows legal action against all responsible for violent demonstrations held by pro-monarchist at Tinkuni on Friday. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, embarking on an official visit to Thailand today, scheduled to address BIMSTEC summit on 4th of April. And Myanmar declares week of warning as quake toll passes 2,000. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.